This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
John Bowne knocks it out of the park, and then a major congressional candidate, Jerome Davidson, joins us coming up next segment. Why did the Supreme Court do the right thing and overturn Roe v. Wade just under the Constitution and kick it back to the states?
One of the reasons why this issue is so hotly contested in the United States is that it wasn't decided by the people through the democratic process of the legislatures. And now it will be. And it will go to the states, where those states will be able to reflect the will and the views of the people who live there.
Well, a lot of reasons. But the big one is that we have 3D modeling and 3D scans in HD for now 20 plus years of babies in the womb, sucking their thumbs at even 2-3 months, playing, dancing, and we know that's a human. And then you've got the pro-abortion crowd saying it's a satanic sacrament in court, saying we're going to kill those little bastards, wearing shirts, celebrating, yeah, I killed my baby, I'm going to kill more.
Yeah, I would murder them. I'll slit their throats if I have to.
And really showing us how sick and evil they are in their cult of death. Now, it's not a total overturn of Roe v. Wade saying that it's illegal. Well, states can't announce slavery's legal again.
The statement has been made that the government has a right to come in your home and tell you as a woman and as a family what you should do with your body.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. Get vaccinated.
We also know that we've had a history in this country of government trying to claim ownership over human bodies.
Exactly.
States can't announce they can take your guns. States can't announce any of that in our republic system. It was the left's celebration of killing babies up to their due date. And then multiple states, like New York, passing laws you could kill babies for weeks after birth.
I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
make. I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
And people were like, what the hell is this? And finally started waking up out of their comas.
I am Dr. Bernard N. Nathanson, formerly the director of the largest abortion clinic in the Western world. And I am the last surviving founding member of NARAL, the pro-abortion organization which brought legal abortion to the entire United States. I am personally responsible for over 75,000 abortions. We founded NARAL in the late 1960s with our purpose to export our pro-abortion mentality everywhere. To achieve that end, we adopted the strategy to deny what we knew to be true, that abortion kills an existing living human being. We denied that fact in an effort to mislead the American public and the courts of this land. This was the greatest mistake of my life, and legal abortion was the greatest mistake this nation has ever conceived.
This shows in this sea of evil and corruption and collapsing borders and devalued currencies and pedophilia and world government attacks on the family and all of it, that humanity is coming back.
You've got to have the will to accept the truth and fuck the system and the group collective. Do that, and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
We'll be right back.
have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete. 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There is an incredible wave of populist conservative candidates across this country, and I'm so excited about the victories that they've been having in their primaries. Tyrone Davison is going to be our guest for the next 40 minutes or so. Then we're going to open the phones up and take calls to the balance of the broadcast and cover the Hunter Biden pedophilic laptop. But we're very honored to have Tyrone Davison on with us here. He's a former NFL player and so much more. But what's really great about him is that he is in the globalist faces and is absolutely creating a lot of excitement, and they are scared of him. Here's a few of his campaign ads that are turning heads.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense, that no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
Beautiful.
One of the biggest problems that many of us are facing is internet censorship. Millions of people are being purged from the internet for no good reason at all. Our elected officials have been ignoring this major issue for a long time. They think that since the big tech titans are private corporations, that they can do whatever they want, and that if we don't like it, we should start our own thing. That is a totally misguided approach, because these tech titans are richer and more powerful than any company in the history of the world. They operate in every country. They have the power to make or break most businesses, to swing elections, and even start wars. We cannot allow them to separate and divide us any longer. We need to level the playing field. It's time to call these social media companies what they are: public utilities. Public utilities are companies that operate at a monopoly scale because they offer services that we cannot live without. In the same way, you cannot run a business, a nonprofit, or a political campaign without electricity or a telephone. You can't run any of those things without social media in 2022. Social media is the modern day public square. It is access to the market, and it is the keys to power. Barack Obama got elected because of social media. Donald Trump got elected because of social media. That's why the establishment spent the last 6 years doing everything they can to censor those who question them. Whether it is Russiagate, COVID, Ukraine, or January 6th, they will use any excuse they can to consolidate power and to shut off anyone who opposes them. That's why we need to come together as Americans and put our foot down before it's too late. Enough is enough. The power company can't cut off your power because they don't like your politics. The phone company cannot cut off your telephone because they don't like your politics. So the social media companies should not be able to cancel you because they don't like your politics. They need to be legally classified as public utilities, and we need to pass an Internet Bill of Rights, one that firmly establishes our First Amendment rights into the realm of cyberspace, where we now live most of our lives. This is not North Korea. This is not China. This is the United States of America. And in this country, our right to free speech is not optional. I'm Tyrone Davison. I'm running to be your next congressman. I promise to fight tech tyranny every day and to bring freedom back to the internet. My name is Jerome Davison, and I approve this message.
Jerome Davison, people are really excited about this guy. He's got a great record, a great history, a great Christian. I'm going to read over his bio and go to him for the next 40 minutes or so. But I got to tell you, they are scared of him. He's exactly what we need. That is the cleanest, most truthful, focused ad I've seen, period, out there. Way better than these veteran politicians, even some of these establishment Republicans. Jerome is a former Arizona State University student, athlete, and NFL player who travels the country sharing inspiration, passion, and faith. His unifying speeches full of truth, faith, and freedom of this country are memorable and moving. And we're going to go over his whole background and everything else here today. JeroneForCongress.com. Jerome, J-E-R-O-N-E, JeroneForCongress.com on Twitter for now, at JeroneForCongress. And he joins us right now. Very impressed. A lot of buzz about what he's doing. I've been following it for a while, and we're really pleased and blessed to be able to have him on the show. Again, he's running for Congress out of Arizona. We just played two of his powerful campaign ads. Jerome, congratulations on getting in the arena at this level. We really hope and pray you get into Congress because we need your leadership. God bless you.
Alex Jones, thank you very much for having me on, sir. And they want to bring the fight to America. And God has touched my heart to join you and others in this country who are not going to allow these satanic, evil, pedophile people to take over this country. We're going to fight, and if God be with us, we will stand strong. And I believe what has happened with the Roe v. Wade was a sign from God that his grace is still on us, and he's still with us. So all we have to do is get some people who are bold enough, strong enough, and brave enough to stand up and fight.
I'm excited. I'm excited about you. I'm excited about all these populist Christian candidates we're seeing. The system's really scared. I could ask a lot of questions here. Got a lot of key talking points, but what's front and center for you?
What's front and center is making sure that the border is closed. We got to deal with that. Number two is I want to file a lawsuit against the January 6th committee. I don't know why we haven't had anybody do that. I'm going to file a lawsuit again. I would have the jurisprudence to do that, and I would also have the jurisprudence to file a lawsuit against the jail that's housing the January 6th inmates. And so we want to get them out of here. That is un-American, it's evil, and it's political.
It is. And, of course, you're right there in Arizona. I'd say it's almost as bad as Texas. But the UN, as you know, reported last week that the Texas and Arizona borders are the most dangerous land crossings in the world.
Yes. Oh, yeah, our border crossing is crazy here. And we're surprised that Doug Ducey – well, I shouldn't say surprised. Doug Ducey is a blockheaded punk, and he's a leftist. And he hasn't done anything to stop the border crisis. And this is why I'm telling people that I go around and have these speeches with. I say, listen, y'all been my opponents, and all these Republicans are nothing but a whole bunch of talking and barking dogs as long as the fence is closed. But as soon as the gate opens up, they tuck their tails and run to the backyard and start barking from there. It's time to fight now. So now what's up? What you going to do now? All of this talking, they go from place to place and from room to room talking about everything that's happening and complaining. And now it is time to do something. We need to get it done. They're bringing drugs in here. America is a criminal organization now, and one of the leading criminal organizations in the world, with sex trafficking, human trafficking, fentanyl is coming in here, and it's coming at the southern border. And Doug Ducey should have done something about it a long time ago. And so I got inspired enough by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, got on me and stirred me. I was doing a YouTube channel prior to this, and I was hoping that God would just let me do the YouTube channel, but they kicked me off the YouTube channel. And so therefore I started coming up with some offensive weapons just in case I win this congressional race. I'm going in on offense. I played fullback in the NFL. I don't know nothing about no defense. I do know that I can go in here with some offensive weapons and get them on their heels and not have us on our heels for a change. And with God with us, brother, we're going to get it done.
I totally agree. Whether you win or lose, most people have to run three times before they win. You've got a good chance of winning. It doesn't matter. You'll be at the debates. You'll be all over TV. You'll be getting your message out. You'll be doing thousands of interviews. People say, I'm not going to run because I don't think I'll win. You're never going to win if you don't try. I mean, it's very, very simple.
It's very simple. If you don't try, and if you're not inspired enough to get out and do something, well, then you're going to lose. You've lost already.
What is you're the football champ, but what's that Vince Lombardi quote about winners never quit and quitters never win?
No, absolutely. And you know what he said? When you leave it all on the field,
You have nothing to feel bad about. So, in other words, you just said if people run and lose, they're scared they're going to lose. Listen, if you go out there and you give it all you have and you give it all your energy, you give it all your faith and everything that you can, and you still lose, you don't have to walk off with your head down. You can walk out saying, hey, I gave it my best, and maybe it just wasn't the will of God for me to have that position or to have that win. But at least I can lay my head on my pillow at night and say, listen, I've done what I can do, and now and I can rest, and I'm at peace. And so when I get in here, I'm going to wage war against these evil, evil people. People don't understand, and this is what America needs to wake up and understand right now. You need to wake up right now, because your sissified churches and pastors are not going to come to the rescue. They are not involved in this spiritual battle. You need to understand that evil is evil. And America does not understand how evil is, because they think that this is some kind of movie. This is a real evil takeover, and they're coming to take your children from you. They're coming to take your wealth, your life, and everything from you right now. They're going to take your free speech, and then they're going to take your life away, and it's going to be over here in this country. We only have a
I can't imagine. We need you in Congress bad, Jerome Davidson.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamyl-cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones Show. Our guest, Jerome Davison, is a former star college football player, star NFLer, who I admire, and he is standing up for truth and freedom and traveling the country, battling the globalists in the last few years, and now throwing his hat in the ring in a highly contested congressional district in Arizona. He's also a pastor, and that's the most important work, in my view, that he's been doing, and he is feels like God has enlisted him, reading his campaign literature to fight for Americans, and I'm very excited. I want to talk about the First Amendment, his introduction to the Internet Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, his congressional district, the struggle that Arizona faces, this upcoming primary, the fact that he's a pastor, author, former NFL running back, not running for Congress to protect and assure the freedoms of American people are entitled to under the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And Jerome, please, please continue with all of this. I want to run through it. But first, you talk about evil. We got to respond to the Hunter Biden situation. We go back 2 years ago in the middle of the campaign. His laptop comes out. He left it there. It was given to law enforcement. The whole media said it was fake. They censored even the president, Trump, myself, everybody that tried to show it. It was all him. Now his phone has been released and hacked. They admit it's his. It's pedophilic. He's smoking crack, sex trafficking. I can't even say the stuff that's on there, folks, but just like the last laptop, naked trophies where he's with little girls, look like they're 10 years old. I mean, this is, I'm scared to click on it. I stopped this morning. I wasn't going to look anymore. I'm not even sure it's legal to look at it. I mean, how cut and dry is this?
It's cut and dry. He's a criminal. Joe Biden has been compromised because we found out on the phone conversation that he did know about his son's business dealings in Ukraine and around the world. Those business dealings also included life sex trafficking and human trafficking. They already know it. We are under the thumb of a criminal organization in the White House, and the FBI knew about it. And let me tell you something. I will work hard to defund the FBI, and we got to reform it. Because they are an extension of the Democrat Party. They work against the American people. They're not doing anything to help us. They knew about these school shootings before they happened, and yet they didn't do anything about it. But yet they tried to set up President Donald Trump, and they set up a phony hoax when it came down to Gretchen Whitmer's kidnapping. This is what we're paying the American taxpayer dollars for an FBI agency that does nothing for the American people. We have got to change this whole scenario. One thing I'm going to do and go in there with my Internet Bill of Rights, which is going to include data recovery. These people are spying on us, and they're making trillions of dollars off of our data and off of our information. And my Internet Bill of Rights is not only going to stop censorship and stop them from listening to our stuff and stopping us from getting kicked off these platforms like you, Mr. Alex Jones, and all of the great work that you've been doing. To me, you have done more spiritual work in the kingdom of God than most churches and pastors in this world, in this country. And I'm going to tell you something. When they censor us, we're not going to be able to preach the gospel. We're not going to be able to say anything about Jesus Christ and God and a boy being a boy and a girl being a girl. And I want you Christians out there to wake up and understand that God wants you to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And that means you got to come in opposition to darkness and everything that's not of God. We're going to do data recovery. That is, you have old folks right now living on a limited budget. And while they're searching their phones and doing everything, the data is being stolen and stolen around the world. Trillions of dollars of data that feeds the algorithm, and they need that. Algorithm needs this information. And so in my Internet Bill of Rights, I want people to either be paid for the data that's being stolen from them or either opt out. The other thing is that emerging technologies, you saw in that COVID bill that the left slid in there, that they will have a mind reading technology in these new cars that reads your emotions now and reads your mind. And if somebody can read your mind,
that's law now. Within 3 years, face scan you, breathalyze you, and then have a computer analyze if you're in a good frame of mind. They can set that any way they want. That's what the Communist Party China has already put in.
I am going to block that because your mind is sovereign property. And when they did the forced inoculation, Alex, they did the forced inoculation. They were basically telling Americans that your body is the property of the government. And everybody should have been fighting against that. Even
That's
if you
right.
wanted
Total
to get the
Total violation
COVID,
of the Fourth Amendment.
There you go. And they're doing it now with the mind. And that's my Internet Bill of Rights. It's a three-pronged bill that's going to stop censorship, recover data, and also stop the emerging technologies that's going to take over the world.
You know, usually we get even great candidates on, people that have won, and they're just basically putting out conservative talking points, and that's great, populist talking points. But, man, you've got a better plan than even members of Congress that are good, like Josh Hawley and so many others. I mean, you're obviously a smart guy and been out traveling the country and been doing your own news show for a while, but how did you come up with such a great plan? Because I totally agree with it.
Well, I listen to a lot of young people. I'm at ASU campus all the time, and then I have some young people around me, even in my camp right now, that's helping me deal with this emerging technologies and all this talking points. But I've been watching the moves of the globalists, and also I watch your show. And you've been ahead of the game, man, and really helping us with our talking points and coming up with a battle plan. Instead of just wanting to go in Congress and just, you know, just for the sake of ego, it's time out for that. We are at war, and this war, our greatest threat is not China and it's not anything from the outside. Our greatest threat is domestic on this terra firma right now in America. We have leftists and a criminal organization in this country right now. And if we don't wake up right now and start funding people like myself who are running for office and get me in there so I can go to war and help stop this stuff, our country is over.
Well, I'm 100% sold, and I'm going to get behind what you're doing. Everybody needs to go to your website, JeroneForCongress.com. I want to get into more of your platform next segment, but Jerome, tell people how they can get in the fight right now. Everybody's got to get behind you.
Go to JeromeForCongress.com. Go to Get Involved. I'm raising up an army of 2,000 to 4,000 people that are going to knock doors, make phone calls, share my content, make memes. Memes are very important right now, and they're very powerful. Make fun of the left. Laugh at them. Make jokes at them. Take my video and share it. Make a meme of it. We are going to go after them, and we're going to wear them out. They don't have a sense of humor, and laughter really hurts their spirit. So let's laugh at them and share this content. Send $5, $10 to my campaign. Send $20. Tell people to donate, because the GOP isn't funding me. They're not helping me. This thing I started on my own.
I'm maxed out, but I'm going to make the maximum donation I can make. What is that, $3,000?
It's I think it's, you're going to have to go up, Alex. It's I think it's like 58.
I haven't checked in a while. Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to make a donation 100% today.
Thank you, sir.
To the campaign, because, I mean, we got to be all in here. You're right. If people will just realize you got to spend your money to save your money. Americans have to realize this is a total war.
Amen. This is a complete war. The spirit that was with God, he saw God. He was created by God. He watched God make the stars and the planets and everything. And the Bible says in Job that they rejoiced when God made all of these things, and he was the sovereign Elohim. But these spirits were with the God and saw him and knew him as God, but yet rebelled against him. What do you think? That evil just stayed in heaven or was just between the pages of Genesis and Exodus? That evil is prevalent today, and it's in the Democrat Party, and we have to stop them right now.
You're right. I mean, they're at war with us. They admit they're at war. They're just shutting everything down.
When they told the churches not to say hallelujah or sing loud, I thought for sure that the church was going to say, hey, listen, don't
Let's
you tell me how
Let's talk about that.
Sing.
In Canada, in California, in New York, all the world, they said, don't sing. You can go to church, don't sing. They want total control. They're scared of the brethren coming together. Stay right there, sir. We've got to get you into Congress. We've got to get you on all the shows. We've got to get you on Tucker Carlson. We've got to magnify everything that Jerome Davison is doing. JeromeForCongress.com, JERONE, JeromeForCongress.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th Super Sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium. Medium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vasobeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So there are several big phenomenons here we need to cover. The worst part of my job is that I have to study these evil people, and I'm not perfect. Like, I want to get in fights, I lust after women, I'm not perfect. But I love God, and I love justice, and I love everybody. And I hate having to study these evil people because I can't stand them. But the great part is I get to meet all the really wonderful people that love God and justice and how alive they are. No matter what color they are, where they came from, if they love God and justice, you just see it. The people that serve evil look like zombies or something. It's scary, and I don't want to be like them. And I want to protect the children, the unborn and the born from them, and they're coming after it all. There's another paradox here. So many people say, I don't care what's happening in the Netherlands, or I don't care what's happening in Canada, I don't care what's happening in Arizona, because you live in New York, you live in Texas. Folks, If somebody's having their rights taken in Australia or in Nigeria or in Mexico, it affects you. If Bolsonaro's fighting tyranny in Brazil, that helps you. I know our audience gets that. It has empathy. You don't need to be told that. You already have it ingrained in your spirit to care about others. It's not even scientific to understand, but it is scientific that if others are in trouble, you're going to end up in trouble. If other people can be enslaved or dominated or abused, you can be. But I got to tell you, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. We're fighting a global corporate satanic force of the Great Reset and the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group. And we need to get behind the fight against it. And we need people that are in office and running for office, whether it's local, state, or federal, or international, to talk about it and make it the central issue. And what I love about our guest, Jerome Davison, at JeromeForCongress.com, is he gets that. And you can tell, if you don't know about this stuff, you can't explain to people. He knows what he's talking about. And I got to tell you, he's better right now than Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and people that are good people I know but don't go all the way, because he has the courage to say it. I know they know all this, and they're starting to get there. So is Tucker Carlson. We got to get there last year. We don't have time to play games in a war with an enemy with a playbook. Use a football analogy. We know their playbook is total destruction, total enslavement, cutting off the energy, brainwashing our children. There is no making a deal with that. There's no backing down. Just because the enemy's so crazy, we can't sound crazy by saying what they're doing. They're doing this. Hunter Biden's doing this. Jeffrey Epstein's doing this. These people are doing this. So they're bad, and we got to up our game and just lay it out like it is and not be afraid of how crazy it sounds. We're not crazy because they're fulfilling the book of Revelation and they're satanic. They're the crazy ones. But good people get hit with something so evil, so out of control, you just kind of shut down. But we can't shut down. But I understand the paradox. I had to stop looking at the Hunter Biden phone today because I was like, this has got to be illegal. I've never seen child porn. I'm not about to see it. And it was going in that direction. Him in bed with kids, you name it. So I understand the paradox of not wanting to look at this, but as a pastor and as a really smart man, how do you thread the needle of spending our time on good people and why God's great versus exposing the evil? Because there's almost, at a certain point, you stare into the abyss, you become the abyss. But what I'm getting at here is I appreciate your courage in coming right out with who the enemy is.
Yeah, we can look in the face of God, and we see God, and we see his glory compared to man and compared to the evil. Well, then I can face anything because I know that God is much greater than all of these evils. But I see their atrocities. I see their evil. I see the type of evil that's coming upon this country, and it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be a comic movie. It's not going to be something that you think is just going to go away. It is going to be permanent hell on earth. And we've already read about it in the book of Revelation. But the church don't even, they preach it as if it's just going to stay in the pages of the Bible. But this evil is coming, and we've got to prepare our people for it. And so when I look at the evils and things that Hunter Biden is doing, I don't enjoy it. It makes me sick. It makes me very upset. And it makes me want to put people like him in jail forever.
Absolutely. The paradox I was getting at is, how do we expose it when we can't even show it on TV? But then people don't know what's happening. That's really where I have a paradox. Because I'm normally very decisive, but I don't even, if I don't want to look at something, how am I supposed to put it on TV? But at a certain point, we're going to have to.
We're going to have to bring it on TV. We're going to have to bring it for the American people. And this is why I need to get in Congress, because I want to bring these people before all of this stuff before the American people, and I want to expose it. No longer are they going to be able to hide behind race or by calling somebody who's white in Congress that you're racist when you want to expose the darkness of the dark side. I'm black, and I'm not going to let you push me around. They told me that once I win my primary, that they're going to send Washington down and teach me how to walk. No, you're not. You send anybody here, all of them are going to go back to Washington with my foot up there rearing. I'm not going to Washington to be one of these people. I got to go in here and help save the American people from the evil that I see coming upon them, and we will expose it. Now, I don't need the media, the Mockingbird media. I'm going to take my own media team with me to Congress, and we're going to have our own shows, and we will expose it. Trust that.
It's beautiful. Who is your favorite member of Congress right now? I mean, I think MTG's great. Jim Jordan's great. Who do you think?
Jim Jordan's great. Jim Jordan is wonderful. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a great fighter. She just needs somebody that's going to help her fight. I think she's the toughest fighter that we have in Congress.
I agree. She's fearless and has her own pro-America agenda.
Yes, she does. She really does, and I really appreciate
that. Well, I can just tell you this. Sorry, go ahead.
I just wish we had more people that's in there fighting with her. I just wish that we had more people. And another thing that I'm going to do in Congress, and I know you was on this for a minute, but we got to talk about this WikiLeaks and the truth behind the WikiLeaks, because what the media did is that they went over to talking about Julian Assange and the stuff being stolen. It wasn't stolen. But this is the truth behind our CIA and the FBI and this corporation called America, and we're going to have to expose it.
I totally agree, but at a certain point, that civil disobedience, I'm not for stealing from innocent people, but we stole Hitler's codes in World War II to defeat him. I mean, at a certain point, whoever stole the codes or whoever broke into Hunter's iPhone and exposed pedophilia, I say more power to them.
Exactly. They shouldn't be arrested. They shouldn't be treated as like that. I mean, whatever the justice system have to do to deal with that, deal with that. But at least some truth has been extracted from it. We see that this man is harming little children. We see that this man is having illegal guns, that he's doing terrible things, and he's compromised America because of his crimes and ties to China and enemies of our nation.
I want to come back and talk about big picture and what you think is going to happen in the midterms and the rest of it, but let's spend a few minutes with listeners right now, as I made that point coming into the segment. Folks, it doesn't matter if you live in Delaware or Florida or Washington State or Texas or Michigan. Arizona is a key battleground. Every state's important. We need to get this guy in. If you think MTG scares him, you don't need me to tell you, folks, that this guy in Congress would be a wrecking ball to folks. So what do we do, again, to really energize your campaign and make sure you win?
Tell everybody in Arizona, in my Congress, Tempe, Mesa, Ahwatukee, and Chandler, that they need to vote for me by August 2nd. That's the end of the primary. I need to get in. I need people to vote. I need people to donate to my campaign. I've raised least money in this campaign, but I've done more with a dollar. I have made a dollar holler. I have stretched a dollar compared to my opponents raising all these hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I have a message, and message is very important with motivating and inspiring people. And so that's what I have done. But I need you to go there and maybe come in town and help us knock on doors, make phone calls, share my information. I call it the passing game. Even though you may not be in the state, just pass the football, pass my information, take my video and share it everywhere. Tell people that I'm here.
Oh, the listen, media, George Soros and the left, they're involved in foreign countries. They're involved in every race. But conservatives go, well, that's not my state. I'm not going to get involved because conservatives don't want to get in somebody's business. You're not getting in Arizona's business, folks, going there and helping this guy get elected.
That's right. Don't think that, social media has tied us all together. It's very easy to take my information and share it and get involved, because I'm going to be a representative for the whole United States, and I'm going to help fight for our freedoms. With my Internet Bill of Rights, we're going to bring these people to justice, and we will fight. I will fight for you, America.
Jerome, beautiful. I got a lot of questions, but the final segment, what else do you want to hit coming up?
Well, I want to talk about getting the churches involved and waking these pastors up, and I want to talk about my Internet Bill of Rights a little further and how people can look for that and expose it.
Beautiful. Absolutely. It was the pastors that helped start the Revolutionary War. It was the pastors throughout history that confronted evil. And where are they today? Most of them are a bunch of cowards.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In the third hour, I'm going to take your calls and hit a bunch of the news and more on the Hunter iPhone. But Jerome Davidson, running for Congress in Arizona, is our guest, and he wants to get into the Internet Bill of Rights and more here in closing. But I wanted to bring up the anti-KKK ad he ran, because to me the Achilles heel of the Democrats is the fact that they constantly run around calling everybody racist for no reason, when they are the party of slavery. They are the party of the KKK. The NRA was founded to train black folks and northerners how to shoot after the Civil War. And then I see black leaders going, oh, the NRA is the KKK. And I just love calling them on that. And it's so exciting. I don't care if you're a woman, a man, black, white, you know, Asian, Hispanic, you're running for Congress and you love freedom, I'll vote for you. But at the same time, they try to make all the politics racial. I love seeing this awesome crop of badass black people running everywhere and winning. And the rhetoric is just the best that's out there. The truth is out there. It scares them double, as you know, black folks voting for Trump, that voted for a Republican. It's so exciting, and it scares them to death, because they call MTG the Klan mother with no evidence, when they're the ones that are up to their eyeballs in the KKK. And then all of Joe Biden's history, Judge Joe Brown exposed having a meeting with him back when he was in the federal government. And he was literally calling black people N-words right in front of him. I mean, these are crazy people that use race for control. And it's just sick. So Can you speak, and we'll roll the B-roll over people that just joined us, to this powerful Second Amendment ad you created exposing the KKK?
Yes, well, they tell us that white supremacy is the greatest threat to America. And if it's a great greatest threat, well, then my video puts them in a terrible conundrum, right? Because you should be telling black people to arm yourselves with AR-15s because of this great threat. But when they attack my ad, we can see the hoods coming on the Democrat Party because they start attacking me because they don't want me to tell black people and remind black people the history of the Democrat Party. They're the party of the KKK. When we got the right to vote, they started to send the KKK in to threaten us and to make sure that we didn't get rights to arm ourselves with the Second Amendment. They also taught the black community to hate Brother Malcolm X and to love and embrace Martin Luther King, which is a wonderful thing. But they didn't want Malcolm X to be embraced because Malcolm X taught us the power of the Second Amendment. And I didn't realize that till later on in my adulthood that Malcolm X was a very enlightened, well, moral man compared to the morals of Martin Luther King Jr. But America deserves a right and has a right to arm themselves. And I think something great and terrible is coming because the IRS is trying to buy up all the weapons to make sure that we don't have a right to arm ourselves. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And it just throws it right in their face. We got to get you in Congress. All right. You wanted to get back into your Internet Bill of Rights because that's a big deal.
The Internet Bill of Rights is also going to stop the social scoring. We see it already happening in China. We see it happening in Australia, and it's already beginning to happen in Canada. I mean, it's happening all around us. And once they digitize this, they're going to digitize money.
And well, this is the whole game plan. That's why what you're doing is so important. Exactly. It's the whole game plan.
Well, see, the GOP is just old school, and they just sit here and wait for somebody to score on them. They're on the heels playing defense the whole time. You never see them playing offense. So my
Internet Bill of Rights. By the way, let me interrupt you because I was about to say that earlier. Your game plan is exactly what I would come up with or even better. That's why I'm literally enamored. I love it because we need to get on offense instead of just waiting until they attack us. Trump should be running ads like yours. Everybody should be doing what you're doing is over the target. That's what makes me so angry.
I'm going to teach the GOP how to win. I'm going to teach them how to put together a game plan and to be bold and go after these demonic, evil people. Stop trying to play nice. Stop pretending like this is the way to love everybody, is to let them turn your boys into girls with a sex change without your permission. That's not loving nobody. These people hate you and they hate your children. They hate humanity. They don't like you. They hate the way you smell. They hate the way you think. They don't want your thoughts. They want to give you your thoughts. We are not going to let these people take away our rights. And we're going to teach you how to fight and how to win against these globalists. And when we get our country back, I want everybody to be prepared to teach your children the Constitution. Teach them the power of calling on the name of God in the name of Jesus and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Teach them to read the Bible and to turn these TVs and stuff off.
Man, well, I'm on board. Please come on the other shows, come back on, and whether you win this primary or not, we're going to back you for office. We need to get you in there. I've seen a lot of great people, and I'm telling you, we got to get you in there. There's man, amazing. We got about 2 minutes left. What else would you like to add, sir?
Alex Jones, sir, I pray for you, and I thank God for you so much, man. You are a powerful, powerful instrument of God. I know people say they have flaws and stuff, but like I said with President Donald Trump, I believe the hand of God was on President Donald Trump to save this money, this country, and to spare us from the evil, which was Hillary Clinton. She was a witch. She was demonic. And the evils and atrocities that we see coming up on us, inflation and food shortages and all the stuff that's happening, it would have been worse. It would have been 10 times worse if she had gotten in there. And President Donald Trump has got to wake up and learn how to fight with me. I haven't heard from him. I just met with General Michael Flynn. He's excited about my ad. He couldn't stop talking about my ad. He really enjoyed it. Well, hey, listen, you're a general, man. We got to put some people together and teach people how to fight and stop all this bowing down in front of folks. We're not bowing down in front of nobody but God.
Amen to that. All right. Everybody needs to mark it down and share it. And if you live in Arizona particularly or nearby, you need to get there and knock on doors with JeroneForCongress.com. He is running for Congress right now. You want to take action, folks. This is how you do it. Jerome Davidson, thank you so much, sir, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex Jones.
Wow. The best part of my job is getting to meet people like that. There's going to be more and more of them, and the enemy's scared. Because God laid it on my heart many years ago that My job is to find the leaders, and my job is to build a platform to boost them. And we've done that a lot, and we've changed Joe Rogan's mind and Tucker Carlson's mind. And they told me I helped wake them up. I'm not bragging. It's just true. But it's only you, the listeners, boosting us and getting behind us that has allowed all this to happen. So when I tell you, and I want you to listen to me very carefully right now, I want this to burn into your brain. I mean, just bam, let's get it in there. Let's get it in there right now. Let's get it in there hard. If you hadn't backed us and you hadn't supported us despite all my problems, I'm not perfect. I don't claim I'm the golden calf here. If you hadn't backed us so hard, worldwide, we'd be in way bigger trouble. And that's what freaks me out, is I can look at what we've done together, and I wanted to burn into your head, you did it. I know you're not looking for credit. You just want these evil people off our back like I do as well, but you need to get the credit. Because when you get the credit, you realize that you're the only thing standing between the New World Order and our children, and I want you to get that in your mind right now. The listeners of this broadcast is who they hate. They hate me because of you, because we came together. They hate us. They want to destroy us. Like he said, they hate how we look. They hate us having a good time. They hate our children. They hate the way we smell. That's so real what he said. They can't stand us. And I'm in the fight of my life. I'm in the 12th round with these people right now. And when I tell you that we need your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, listen, if it's God's goal that we've gone this far and I'm going to get taken off the field, that's the way it is. Just like Mr. Davidson just said. But I don't want to give up, and I don't think my fighting's done. In fact, I see us more effective and more powerful than we've ever been together. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. I need you to go there. I mean, I'll just tell you this. We've sold in the last year 60,000 endgames, a film I made in 2007, and all of it came true. And then I get Dinesh D'Souza's film, 20,000 of them, which is incredibly powerful and proves election fraud and is changing laws everywhere, and we've only sold half of them. And I'm not bitching at the audience. I don't know how to explain this. Like, you know, you need to get 2,000 mules and have the DVD so you have a copy they can't censor to show people. You need to go to InfoWars Store and get it. We got discounts for Endgame and COVID Land Part 3 with it. I mean, you need that regardless. And you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X2 and get VasoBeats and get Ultra 12. I mean, they'll all change your life, and they fund our operation. They're incredible. And I'll tell you, I don't know what special run after this, because this is all the products we've got left in stock. After that's gone, if the other products don't come in, I'll be up here in donation base soon. And I don't think we can make it at that, but it's all up to God at this point. And I thank people that have been big donors. Without you, we'd be off the air at this point. But I'm asking you to not play games and to go to InfoWarsStore.com, especially those that have been on the fence and have never bought anything. So many other great people have kept us on air. It's time for people that have been on the fence to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't know when we're going to end the July 4th special. A bunch of stuff's about to sell out. Every major product we got on stock, 40 to 75% off, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's Wearable Foods ready to ship right now, PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. All right, get the number out. Hour number three, your phone call straight ahead.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.